So to start off, can you just give us a bit of background to your story? You've spent the past 20 years being told you suffered from an eating disorder, and now you've recently discovered that that's not the case at all, is it?
No, I suffered from persistent tummy pain and nausea, and it got worse after eating. After eating, I was really full, really sore. Mum continually took me to the doctor. She was accused of being an over-anxious parent. I had anxiety, I had all sorts. Then in my teens, they turned around and said I was anorexic. I never got treatment for being anorexia, but any time I went to the doctor in pain or anything, they kept saying, you know, it's anorexia, it's anxiety, mental health. It was only in 2012, after I delivered my baby girl, I had recurrent urine infections, at about 56, just one after the other, and I got fed up going to the GP for the same antibiotic. So I changed GP practice, and it was them that said, you're anorexic, you need to be put to a psychiatrist for assessment. So I went to the psychiatrist, I was assessed, and that came back saying that there was no mental health issues, there was no eating disorder, no depression, no anxiety, there was nothing. Then I got referred to a gastroenterologist as an urgent case. They did a series of tests, camera tests, barium meal, and then I had a CT scan done in December last year, and that's when I got my diagnosis of SMA syndrome.
And I mean, that's a huge part of your life, believing and being told something that wasn't true. How did it feel when you found out that you'd been misdiagnosed and that there was actually a real answer for the pain you'd been feeling?
A variety of emotions. I felt really, really happy to be at the bottom of it. I was believed. You know, I proved them wrong. They knew that there was a physical illness all this time, but then at the same time I was quite sad, scared of what was this SMA syndrome. I mean, it was quite a mixture of emotions I felt at the time.
Of course, and I mean, when you were being told that you had a mental health illness, that you were anorexic, did you know deep down that time that there was something more to it? Do you feel that maybe the doctors could have listened to you more?
Yeah, definitely. No matter what, I went to the GP about whether it was about a sore foot or a sore head, it was always, oh, it's just anxiety or it's just an anorexia. You know, I was never believed at any point. And I do believe that if they'd listened more, it wouldn't have got so bad.
And even despite them telling you you had anorexia, it wasn't till you changed GPs there, you're saying, that you actually got told you should receive help for that. So
yeah.
What was the support like then with your previous GP? Was any help offered to you?
No, nothing at all.
That must have been really difficult.
All they tried to do was give me antidepressants. And I refused to take the antidepressants because I knew myself I wasn't depressed. It was pain I was feeling. It wasn't low mood or whatever they were trying to say. It was physical pain. So I refused to take the antidepressants. And then when I kept refusing to take antidepressants, they just gave up. I didn't get any support at all.
So then, obviously, you find out you've got SMA syndrome, and this is a very rare condition. Can you just explain to us exactly what that means and how it affects you?
Yeah, SMA syndrome is the superior artery, one of the major arteries from the heart, is compressed in my intestine. It's causing a blockage. So when I am eating, it's getting stuck because it can't get any further through because of the compression of the artery pushing on the intestine, which is why I was losing so much weight and having so much pain. And that's what gives the pain and the nausea.
Okay, so moving forward, this is a condition that can only be treated abroad. So now you're trying to raise money. Tell us what you're trying to raise money to do.
Trying desperately to raise £16,000 to get to Germany. In Germany, there's a professor called Professor Sandman who pioneered an operation called the transposition of the SMA. He cuts the major artery from the heart and reroutes it away from the organs behind the spine, so so the compression on my intestine would be lifted because the artery's out of the way, which would mean I could eat normally and gain weight and have no pain and go back to a normal, whatever normalist life.
So I suppose despite going through a lot of trauma throughout your younger years, it must be really just such a relief to know that there is a better outcome there. And so you're saying there, you know, you're already racing against time, but
yes.
How soon do you need to raise the cash and how's fundraising going so far?
I'm due to fly out to Germany on the 16th of July for surgery. Money needs to be transferred over to them so the surgery can be possible. We're trying everything. We've had lots of fundraisers. We do coffee morning. My husband did a 45-mile cycle with another, I think about 10 others. My son did a 6-mile cycle on his bike to raise money. My sister up in Inverness, she works in a body shop. She's going to be shaving off her hair. Just trying everything.
The whole community seems to be getting behind you. I mean, it must be really heartwarming to see. I've already spoken to Eleanor, who I know you know yesterday. She
yeah.
was telling us all about the fun day that they're running this month.
Yeah.
You must be so happy that the community is getting behind you.
Yeah, really, really overwhelmed, actually, that all these strangers, they don't know us or anything, and they're going out their way to try and help. It's really overwhelming.
And the fun day itself is being held in a few weeks' time, I believe.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a wee bit about what will be happening then?
Yeah, Eleanor's arranged for a fun day at the Cooper Park in Elgin. There's going to be lots of different stalls and things and bouncy castle, and it's all to raise money to help me with my operation.
Okay, and tell us what it means then for you to get this treatment. I mean, you're a mum, you've got two children, you've got your husband...
Yeah.
How important to you is it that you get this treatment that you need?
Everything. Without it, I won't survive. In January, they gave me 6 months to live, so I'm past that now. But without it, I wouldn't survive. I'd go into intestinal failure. My intestine would shut down and I would die. It means everything. Just getting the chance to be well again and be mum and have a normal life, it's everything to us.